One Sunday I came across Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Or it could just as easily have been Bonnie and Clyde, or Thelma and Louise. Down in the garden of the house where I live is an old, long-abandoned chicken shed, and I decided to check inside it. As I gingerly opened the main door, I immediately heard a large thump as a huge fox jumped down from the raised shelf where the hens used to nest. Another fox stayed up there and stood motionless, as if pretending to be a statue. They seemed to be communicating with each other. The one on the floor was now inching its way incredibly slowly towards the open hen hatch, its ears laid flat against its head, as if grimacing with every step. The other one still stayed motionless, except for exposing a tiny slither of its pink tongue. It eventually made eye contact with me, and then quickly looked back at its mate, still creeping towards the hatch. "Stay still," it seemed to be saying to its friend on the floor. "This human seems okay." "Nope, I'm off," came the reply. "You can't trust any humans." "But I'm staying. If you run, they sometimes shoot you." "He'll shoot you anyway, or set his dog on you." Just then the resident standard poodle barked from back up by the house. That decided things instantly. "I didn't know he had a dog," shouted the fox on the old nesting shelf as he hurled himself onto the floor. In the confusion, he collided with his mate, who was now scrambling to reach the hatch first. Nose to tail, in an unrecognisable blur of red fur, they somehow made it through the old hen hatch. "Run for your life!" they both shouted as they dissolved into the undergrowth. Just then Mandy the poodle arrived, panting by my side. "What are you looking for in here?" she asked between breaths. "You won't ever see any foxes around here this time of day. They're too—" "Yes, he did! Yes, he did! Yes, he did! I saw him, and my mates did," interrupted a highly excited magpie. Just then my mobile phone rang. As I answered it, the magpie continued an unintelligible cackle, and Mandy didn't say another word.